and welcome to Piece of Me, the podcast by Zalando. I'm Janine Matos, your host and Senior Portfolio Manager for Partner Services here at Zalando. In each episode, I welcome an inspirational expert from Zalando to take a deep dive into the fashion and tech retail industry, and also share lots of practical tips and trends to help you on your own career and work journey. By the way, if you're interested in careers at Zalando, click the link to our job page in the show notes. On the show, each guest brings in three items as they reveal their motivation, stories, and what they've learned along the way. A piece that is close to their heart, one from their career, and one from their time at Zalando. It's a packed show, so let's get started by meeting my guest for today, Neha Jain, Lead Program Manager at Global PMO. Hi, Neha. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you, Janine, for inviting me. I'm also very excited to be here. A little bit nervous as well, but let's see how it goes.
I'm so looking forward to your three pieces. What are the three items that you brought?
Okay, so the first one I bought, and you will like it, the postcard from Lisbon.
Amazing.
The second one is the book on the accessibility, as you know, how passionate I am about this topic. And the third piece is the printout of the product development process. This is the way we ship our large scale initiatives within the Zalando.
Looking forward to the stories you brought and the reasoning for those items. But before we go into those stories of your pieces, let's talk a little bit about Global PMO and your role. So you are a lead, program manager lead, meaning you have a team of program managers?
Yes. So I am currently leading the team of senior program managers. And Global PMO is a centralized project management office within the Zalando. We lead very strategically important initiatives within the Zalando, and those initiatives are cross-collaborative, very large-scale one, and very important for Zalando.
So the big projects and programs also meaning that go among different business units.
It can be for one organization. In Zalando, even a single business unit is not a small unit. It includes more than 100 or 200 people. But yes, you are right. Like, you know, most of our initiatives is with the multiple business units. And how do we collaborate together to ship something meaningful for Zalando?
Can you give an example of one of those programs?
So the recent one, like, you know, which we launched, I think, in August, was Size Advice with Body Measurement. This is an innovative project within the Zalando where we are launching a new technology where customers can scan their body, and then we will, with our algorithms, provide the body measurements and converting that into the size of the brands, right, which we want to buy. This was a project, Janine, which was very much dedicated to one business unit. However, this was one of the critical ones because it includes new technology, new thinking about from the customer perspective, how they will feel when they scan their body, as well as building the trust with the customer involves in that. And other thing is like a legally, right? How we will be compliant around these scanning process and all those things. And this was one of the recent big launch we launched. And I think you might have seen so many stories internally on the Zed Life as well as externally on the LinkedIn and other social media platforms.
It's actually an amazing initiative that you take a picture of yourself from different angles and then it measures your body and then gives an advice on which size you should actually order the clothes, right?
And it's so obviously it is a journey, right? When you're building this kind of product, and currently we are launching only the women upper garments. However, I'm more interested when we will launch for the jeans, right? Imagine, like, you know, you're scanning your body and all the measurements are perfect in the trousers and jeans section and everything's come perfectly to you.
Yes. That's a really cool idea, and that Zalando's actually investing in such a nice futuristic and new technology. So your team did the program management in that initiative. And can you maybe explain to everyone who's listening, what is actually the difference between program and project management?
Program is basically like, you know, when you have initiative where you know it's a journey, it has a different milestones, right? It doesn't end one rollout and then it's the journey is ended. Simple terms. Project for me is very concrete scope including the concrete timeline or concurrent functionality, and then you launch it, and then you are done with that. But with program is multiple milestones, it's a journey, and it can include multiple projects within the scope of delivering it.
And why are program managers so important?
So program managers are important because we push for the delivery, right? We are one of the neutral person who are focusing on the strategic goal, right? Like, you know, how this delivery can impact Zalando business. Program managers are also very important in any initiative to bring the transparency. As I said, we are a neutral party, so we don't care about, like, you know, if it is a wrong or right thing. We more care about what is the current status of this initiative and how do we make sure this is transparent to our internal stakeholders as well as if any external stakeholders are included. But we are also the one, like, you know, who define the ways of working, how these individual roles will collaborate with each other, and then we ship something as a team.
And you also have to firefight, meaning if somebody's not delivering in time or you are being blocked, there is a huge risk management also attached to your role, correct?
True. That's why I said that we are the neutral party who doesn't hesitate to escalate or make it transparent what is blocking us to ship something.
So we have talked a little bit of program management, but I, of course, want to talk about the three pieces you brought. I mean, of course, the first one that is dear to your heart, I can totally understand since Lisbon is also very dear to my heart. So tell me, why did you bring that postcard of Lisbon?
I bought this postcard when I was visiting Lisbon, and I think it's 3 years back. It metaphorically connects my life passions, which includes travel, aesthetic, and social media. Passion to travel is one of the biggest reasons for which we moved to Europe from India. We came here around 6 years back. Since then, we have traveled to more than 20 European countries. And I feel pity, Janine, that, you know, the pandemic has slowed us down. Otherwise, the number could have been a little higher.
In six years, 20 countries, that's a lot.
Still, I miss, like, you know, and hate that pandemic that I was not able to travel as much as I could. Yeah, travel also encouraged me to log my journey, which brings to my second passion, which is aesthetics and social media. During all of our travels, we took tons of pictures. And one day when we were visiting Spain, we were sitting in a cafe. I think it was Mallorca. When my husband asked me, why don't you do something up with our travel photos? Like, you know, create a travel map or start writing something about that. And then I thought, like, you know, okay, it takes a lot of energy to do this, but let me start posting something on the Instagram because I also love Instagram a lot. Then, we started creating this page and, like, you know, started posting some of our travel journeys as well as tips and, like, you know, how one can travel and what need to visit and whatnot. And please, by no means, I'm a travel influencer or something. I just created this page to document my travel and found a lot of people who are interested in this content.
And your pictures are amazing. You do great pictures.
Thank you. And one thing, let me shamelessly plug my page here. It's called Photo with Contrast. Please check it out.
Yes, everyone, you should go. Photo with Contrast on Instagram. They really take amazing pictures. I really like how you play with colors and with the light. I mean, you and your husband are doing a really great job.
Two reasons, actually. One reason, because I was talking to you. And the postcard which I bought is, like, you know, with this train station, like, you know, this trams. And those are very beautiful. So I thought, like, you know, why not? Let me take this one.
So for the ones listening who don't know, I am actually from Portugal. So that's really nice. It makes me even happier. So from the 20 countries that you visited in Europe during your time here, do you have a favorite country or city that you visited?
Two places, like, you know, which I really, really in love with. Is one is Iceland as a country. Iceland is so beautiful. I think the landscape, the natural beauty, and oh my God, how beautiful the horses are there. I'm in just love with this country. If I can get a, like, you know, anytime a remote job, just be there. Another country or island which I loved is Fuerteventura. That's my happy place. That's also, like, you know, something which I can think about anytime. If you say, Neha, let's pack our bags and go tomorrow, I'll be ready to go there.
Let's go to your second piece. Otherwise, this will become a travel podcast. So you brought a book about inclusion.
Yes. So the book which I bought today is Inclusive Design Patterns. This book I read in somewhere in 2018. And after that, accessibility and inclusivity is one of my other passionate topic. And I must say, Janine, this allowed me to find myself in Zalando as well.
I remember when Zalando had the project about inclusive design that you were actually the project or program manager, one of the voices at Zalando to be working on this topic and making sure that all other projects and everything that's being released is inclusive, right?
Yes. So I think it is still a journey. I would not like overpromise that whatever we are designing and developing is with the accessibility standards, but we are trying our best to include this from the day one. And you are right, 2018 was kind of a turning point for me, like, you know, when this topic came to my desk and I said, okay, let me learn about that. Honestly, Janine, like, you know, before this, I never thought about accessibility and people with disabilities and how when we are thinking of designing a product, we can, like, you know, with the small things, do something better for all the humankinds. And that's why I think it also became my passion topic, that I'm not just working on something where we are only thinking about one type of customers, but thinking about different kind of personas, different kind of customers, and how when we are thinking about that, we are shipping a much better product compared to when we are not thinking about that.
And it's really great that you are becoming an expert in this topic. Do you, when you go on a website, do you check if they also have that implemented? Are you now already like that person that goes on a website like, oh, let me check what they do?
So not every time, but really, like, you know, with the big platforms, some of the platforms are really doing a good job, like, you know, being inaccessible. And I sometimes, like, you know, when they are launching something, releasing their press releases, I read about them and try to, like, you know, get inspired. Oh, how they are doing it. What can we do within Zalando or in my personal life to improve those things?
Amazing. That's really good. So you would also say that that book that you brought is a good start to learn about inclusivity and inclusive design?
I think it's a very good book. And the thing is, there are many other good books, even the blogs, which can be making it easier to understand what is this. This is more into the customer experience perspective, design perspective. When you are designing something, how can you include your design thinking inclusivity also? I have a tech background, so for me, it was easier to grasp it from here. But I'm sure there are a lot of good blogs. One is from the Google Program Manager does, and it's a lot of videos on the YouTube as well, which you can understand, like, what is accessibility? How can you include those in your daily tasks to make the experience better for our customers?
Didn't you also write an article for Medium.com about this topic?
Thank you for bringing it. Yes, I also tried to share some of my learnings via Medium, like, you know, how one can start with the web accessibility concepts and how we can, like, you know, learn from each other and improve the experience.
Search for the name on Medium for Neha Jain, and you actually will find the article, or I don't know if it were multiple.
This was multiple articles on that chain. Yes, you can find on Medium.com by Neha Jain.
I mean, let's then include the link to Medium.com to you for all your articles, and then everyone can easier access and find it. We will include the link in the show notes, so feel free to click on it and check out the article she wrote. So Neha, the third one, tell me about your third item. What is it?
The third thing that I bought is the printout of the product development process document, which in short we say product PDP. The document here describes how we manage shipping large-scale initiatives, what processes we follow. As I said, PDP is a product development process. It is, like, you know, the approach where how do we work backwards on that basis. And here we have defined our product development lifecycle into four major phases. One is the problem definition. Another one is solution design. Then we go to the execution and then the post-launch. And what we do in these four phases is, like, you know, for an example, problem definition, where we are looking at the problem. Okay, what is the problem we are defining before really investing into the solution, so that we as a Zalando agree, okay, this is a problem worth solving for us, and then like, you know, invest our capacity, our people to define the solution for that.
And then you go to solution design.
Yeah. So when we go into the solution design, we form a core team with the experts who needs to define the best solution for this problem. And then we work and collaborate with the different experts to define the solution. Before we move to the execution, we also go with very deep reviews with the senior experts that is this the solution matching the style of Zalando? Does it like, you know, follow the tech standards within the Zalando? Is it going to be the right solution for us, or do we need to change anything? And then we move to the execution, where we will really go into implementing those solutions, and the engineering plays a very big role there. And obviously then all the testing and shipping and rollout comes in that execution phase. And then once that is done, we have the post-launch phase where we retrospect what we shipped, how we did it, and what are the learnings for the next projects. So why I bought this? This process helped me understand the nitty-gritty of delivering impact and working on strategically important projects. This process also allows program managers like you and me, Janine, to work with the diverse colleagues, right? Like, you know, with the different roles, for an example, tech, product design, commercial, even the senior leadership. And when I was leading big initiatives, one thing which I have learned and realized is that you can achieve some things as an individuals, but we can achieve exponentially more when we work as a collective. And when we teach each other these complementary skills that enables us to scale our impact and brings excellent results for the company at the same time. And this realizations helped me to go and move toward the leadership role. So that is why I bought this PDP process here.
This conversation could be going on and on. I'm glad we are having lunch afterwards so we can talk further. But before we actually wrap up, any last tips on how to succeed? Maybe people who want to achieve goals, how they could maybe get there.
So one tip from my side is like, you know, giving your 100% to do what you are doing. And also, project manager is coming out of me. Plan it better, right? Think about the pros and cons, what steps you are taking. And like, you know, going from there. And I must say, like, you know, I do that a lot in my life. And that helped me to reach where I am. The career journey and the personal journey is just thinking about your decisions, just thinking about the pros and cons and planning it better may help you to reach where you want to be.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you'd like to know more about careers at Zalando, go to jobs.zalando.de. You'll find that link in the show notes. Or check out our Instagram page, Inside Zalando, and leave a comment about the episode you just listened to. Our next episode is coming in 2 weeks, and I'll be talking to another guest from Zalando about life inside the fashion and tech retail industry. And of course, there are three pieces of me.